and I'll just remove the owl.
Well, approaching 80. Wedding anniversary on Tuesday. 47 years. I don't look that age, do I? 21 at least. Wife only looks 20. Waving in the breeze, a piece of corn. John the Baptist said, Christ must increase and I must decrease. Yes, can we apply that to our lives? Well, I knew quite a bit about the scriptures, as I thought, 50 odd years ago, and Jim Ritchie one evening preached on the sower. And I thought, you know, working on the farm, as I was at that time, I'm not quite sure that what he was saying was right. Talking about tares as though they were weeds. Well, we grew tares and they were in the oats and we harvest them and they were a very good protein value to the cattle that we fed by the tares, and you'll find this in Matthew 13. And I thought, well, dear me. And then he talked about the weeds and the corn growing up amongst the weeds. And the weeds, oh dear me, if you were stooking in the harvest field, you probably don't know what stooks are. They're sheaves. And you pick them up and you clap their heads together. And you do that and you maybe have 10 in the stook. And they mature and dry in the stook. And if there's the weeds in amongst the sheaf, or if they're the thistles, they are terrible to try and clap together. And you, oh, ouch. And you try to do it gently, avoiding being prickled. So, but then, and it dawned on me that night, the crows, you know, come and peck the grain that you've sown. Has the word lodged in my heart? And then, or is the word of the Lord in amongst the weeds, particularly the thistles? Oh dear me. Am I growing as the good seed lodged in my heart? Have I taken the Lord Jesus Christ truly into my heart? Is he growing? John the Baptist said, Jesus had to increase, and he had to decrease. But then, if you look through the passage further, there's the next parable talks about the devil coming and sowing seed. Not good seed, weeds. In one version, in the King James, it says, sowed tares among the weeds. Oh, no, I wasn't quite with that. There must be a better word in the translation there. And I looked at other translations. And in the New English Bible, it comes up with the word darnel. The devil sowed darnel seeds in amongst the wheat. And I thought, right, that's it. I realised that, having given my heart to the Lord, there were things in my life. And I know later on the passage is explained by Jesus. I fully realise that. But I was applying it the same way as John the Baptist was. Applying it to me. Realising that the devil was sowing bad seed within me. What am I going to do about it? And a piece of wheat can grow and the darnel can grow alongside it. And as it grows, it's very, very difficult to distinguish until harvest time as to which is wheat and which is darnel. At harvest time, when the darnel becomes mature, comes to a seed head, it changes colour. It goes to purple and then goes to black. And if you allow it to grow, it poisons the rest of the flower. And when you take it, you become intoxicated. And indeed, it can be very dangerous. And so I looked at this and thought, well, I don't like tares, I don't like weeds, but I like the interpretation, the translation of darnel. And I am trying to still apply that to my life, realizing, yes, I love the Lord. He's been good to me, continues to do so. But what are the things in my life, as I look at it, is the devil trying to sidetrack me by? And you come to some certain decisions in your life to, as it were, walk closer to the Lord. One of the aspects of that was, I was only coming to church just in the evening. And I thought, well, Lord, I sometimes have a very foul mouth. I would like to stop swearing. And that was easy. Dead easy. Once I asked the Lord to do that, that was it. Haven't been in the army. Haven't been on the farm. I knew bad language. You can swear your heads off to me and it won't upset me. I've heard it all before. But I didn't want to be like that. I thought that was something that the devil was quite enjoying me doing. But the Lord wasn't. And then the other thing was, right, it is the Lord's day. I would like it to be like the Sabbath day. And come on a Sunday morning and a Sunday evening on a regular basis. So that was a change. And I have found that that simple thing of deciding to do that, people have said, because I've been self-employed for 50 years or more, particularly in latter years, I don't work on a Sunday at doing my work of cutting grass and things attaining to that. And I can hear certain people say, well, it's a special game on Sunday. Ask Lewis to cut the green on Sunday morning. Well, you can ask him, but I know what the answer is going to be. Oh, what's that? No, he goes to church. But you'll ask him, and I know what the answer will be. And it was the same at the cricket ground. Very special game on a Sunday. Will you come and do this, that and the other? No, but Sunday, I'm in church. And somebody else will come and ask, why won't you work on a Sunday? And I found it at a time where you can't witness and say, well, I go to the church and I want to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to worship God. Oh, if the opportunity comes to say more, you can. So what is it in my life that is still darnel? I'm not going to be letting you be my confess to you at this present time. My confession is between the Lord Jesus Christ and God. But I'm sure that in our own lives, as we examine ourselves, there are things as we look at the good grain and look at the darnel that the devil has sown within our hearts, we've got to look very carefully and see, with the Lord's help, how we can improve our lives, our witness, our testimony, our walk with Christ. I said my testimony would be a bit corny. There's the corn. Is your testimony corny? Have you got done in your life? Is the Lord helping you? to be a little bit more pure in the grain that we sow. Thank you.